You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
Budget Day is looming, being released on Thursday, causing fierce political competition as per usual. This budget has been labelled as no frills and expects to repurpose $4 billion. Today, in my weekly catch-up with Dr. Shane Reddy, I spoke to him about this year's budget.
So we have some disappointment with the budget for what we know already, that is that the government's spending $1 billion a week more than it did when it came into government, and all Grant Robertson could find was $1 billion over the whole year for budget savings. So that's a disappointment. It does seem like it's too little too late. At the end of, what's a six-year cycle now, it would be two terms, to be deciding that cost of living is important and various other things are important would seem to be quite a bit too late. And we just get that sense that large parts of the economy and communities are going backwards. So we have some trepidation for what the budget may show. We hope that it's thoughtful and that it's well spent and well directed, but we'll certainly know on Thursday.
So I notice Christopher Luxton has come out and said that we need a taxpayer's receipt, which would allow the inland revenue to allow people to find out what their taxes were paying for. What's the idea behind this? What's the thinking behind this?
So it was one of several announcements yesterday that included pay for performance for senior state sector general managers and their deputies, and one of the items was also a tax receipt. What this does is it lets taxpayers know how much tax they paid and where that tax has gone, effectively. So it's a measure of accountability. We think that if taxpayers have some sense as to where their tax dollar is going and how much they've actually paid, that one, it will keep the government accountable, and two, it either gives New Zealanders a sense of that is fair and reasonable, I see where my taxes are going and how much I've paid, or, that's not quite so fair and reasonable. So it's purely a transparency and accountability measure.
I also notice that Luxon has said he doesn't understand the priorities of this budget. What would National prioritise?
Oh, so we've already said that we'll prioritise health and education. We've said that in our very first budget that we'll increase funding to health and education. So we've made it very clear that we think those are two areas that are so fundamental to New Zealanders moving forward, that we'll prioritise those two areas. Every area is important, but we think those two in particular are especially important.
There has been $300 million pledged to build 300 new classrooms. Do you think this is enough?
So one of the questions to raise is, with falling school rolls, why are we building new classrooms? Now, part of that is catch-up, because I certainly know that in my area some classrooms are needed, so I understand that. But I think the business case would be useful to see as to whether this is the best spending of government funds. Undoubtedly, there are some areas that do need new infrastructure and new schools, particularly growth areas, but I think the government would need to explain why, with falling rolls, there needs to be new spending in education infrastructure, but we do know some areas that do need it.
This budget has forecasted to provide free school lunches. However, there's been some criticism that this is frivolous and doesn't fit in the budget. It's leaving a bit of a hole. What's the opinion on this?
Yeah, as far as we can tell, the school lunch program, there are undoubtedly those who need the safety net who, for one reason or another, are unable to be appropriately fed before they come to school. We're very interested in how we build resilience and responsibility for those families that are struggling to do that. So how do we get before the school gates to support those families who are in need and unable to feed their children? So understand the safety net. We'd like to see the modelling on that so we can see that it is appropriate value for money, not diminishing the importance in some parts of New Zealand for that, but we'd also then be interested, as I say, before the school gates, how can we support and help families that are in that situation so that there's less turning up at school hungry.
What would an ideal budget that helps to tackle the cost of living crisis look like?
Ah, well, that is a little bit of a magic figure, and we don't have the modelling and the army of officials that the government has. So what we're able to do is talk to policies like reducing government spending as being a key part to address the cost of living. And that's going to be really interesting, because what we know is that the government has reprioritised as Grant Robinson has said, he's maybe making the claim of between $1 to $4 billion, has been reprioritised. That he went to every portfolio and said, I need you to make cuts. I think as much as where the money is going on Thursday, on budget day, I think what we'll need to apply scrutiny to and be interested in is, where has it come from? What has been cut to be redistributed? I think that's going to be a really important part of budget day as well.
I notice another pre-budget announcement is that the government is putting $1.1 billion towards flood recovery. Is this enough? What would National do different?
So it seems to be lacking in the rural and horticulture sectors, and we support the infrastructure investment. But you know, if you're a grower or a farmer, you're wondering what's in this package for you. Those are the industries particularly that have come out saying, we don't see anything that helps our $1 million a day loss that we're suffering here. We need to remember that the horticulture sector contributes about $1.2 billion to the New Zealand economy. So our message to the government is move quickly, support these sectors. They're absolutely critical to our future. Give clarity around the funding and the criteria, and then get on and get it out the door.
They need it immediately, essentially, don't they?
They do, and there needs to be a genuine and agile collaboration between community, between business and central government to very quickly look to remediate this. For example, RSC workers were highly likely to be able to need even more of them in the overall horticulture sector, and so that is something that the government could be looking to address just with a policy change to help the horticulture sector widely. I understand that of course, towards Hawke's Bay, they've actually got less crops in some areas because they've been devastated by the cyclone, but across the whole sector, there could well be provision for further widening of the RSC scheme.
This budget is stressing resilience. What is a resilient budget? What would that entail?
A resilient budget is one that is thoughtful. It's one that is future projecting. It's one that is well costed. It's one that has outcomes. Really important we get to those outcomes and the accountability with them. So I think for us, a budget that is fiscally restrained, a budget that is responsible, a budget that New Zealanders say, that seems like fair and reasonable appropriation of my taxpayer dollar, and I see the outcomes, and I will benefit, or my family will benefit, or my community will benefit. I think that connection between the two, here's the spending, and we believe that it actually will be delivered, because unfortunately our observation over several budgets now is some of the sound bites go up, and you know, some of the policies I do as well, because they're the right thing to do. But then that connection between the announcement and actually doing it, mental health is a good example, the announcement and actually doing it seems to be broken, seems to be disconnected. And so for us, it would need to be with the track record and the competency to actually make the announcement and then truly deliver it. I didn't even mention Kiwi Build here, but just saying the announcement and the implementation need to go together. Kiwis want to know where their budget tax dollar is going, but they also want to know that it's real, that it can actually be delivered, that is, it is not just an announcement, it is not just a soundbite. And so I think that track record will be really important here towards credibility for New Zealanders.
That was National's Dr. Shane Reddy speaking to me on this year's budget. We'll be back after the short break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.